Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
One of the really interesting stories going on here, Tony Gwynn Jr., is this of the potential Baltimore Orioles new manager. Yeah. And we thought we'd get to the heart of this. Sarah Perlman works for Mass, and they cover the Orioles and the Washington Nationals on the Beltway there in the East Coast. And Sarah, yesterday, we kind of overheard you. I have to tell you, we were sneaking a listen to your report.
I love it.
And we thought, my goodness, this is an interesting story. And tell us a little bit about what happened yesterday, because you got the Orioles had a new manager. They didn't have one. They did have one, and I assume they'll eventually have one. But
they're going to have one.
Right, yeah. They'll eventually need to have one, whether it's you or somebody else.
It might be me at this point.
Yeah. What happened, though? It was crazy.
So yesterday, as you know, we go and meet with the general managers at the end of the day, and we're headed up. So we meet at 5 p.m., and we're about to walk in, and Ken Rosenthal tweets. The Orioles are going to announce, they're going to announce him as the new manager, and we get in the room, and we're not – going to say anything right away, so we're just sitting down on the couch, and we asked Mike Elias, you know, is this report true? Are you going to hire Brandon Hyde as the next Orioles manager? And he says no. And we said, okay, are you any closer to a manager? He says, I'm not going to go into that. No. Are the six candidates still in the running? Yeah. Okay. So we are bouncing around it, and then all of a sudden MLB Network pops up, and I see Ken Rosenthal sitting on the set on the bottom breaking Orioles gonna announce
Couldn't
Cubs
be
bench
any
coach.
Better timing on this right now.
Yeah, Brandon Hyde as the next manager. So I'm like,
did
right.
The GM see this go up on the screen
not
too?
Yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So okay, like, not yet.
We're like totally looking around, and we're kind of laughing at this point. So All of a sudden John Mioli, who works at the Sun, is like, with all due respect, I know you don't want to say anything and you're keeping it really close to the organization, but we're seeing it on MLB Network right now. And he just starts laughing, and he's like, this is really premature. That's all he said. It's a premature report. No offers have been made. No deal is done. We have not hired a manager. So we kind of let it go. And lo and behold, MLB Network is reporting it. And I talked to him this morning. Actually, he was on the set. I asked him again, any closer on Brandon Hyde? And still, no, it's a premature report. And that's all we got.
So, Sarah, do you get a sense of where this is coming from? Obviously, Ken Rosenthal is one of the most respected reporters we have in our game, so everybody is going to believe the report once it comes out. Where are they coming from at this point?
It's so interesting. I don't know where it's coming from. I want to find the source as well, because I want to talk to them, right? Ken Rosenthal is pretty accurate.
Normally.
So, exactly. So my argument would be Brandon Hyde will be the next Orioles manager. Right. I'm sticking with it. I think at this point what they're doing is it got out a little early, and I don't think they're retracting anything. I don't think the deal was necessarily signed.
Right.
So until it's officially, you know, you dotted your I's, you crossed your T's, then you'll make the announcement. I mean, if I'm the Orioles, right, you're going to wait a little bit of time now. You got to reassess and make sure the deal's done before you announce it, but I'm going off what I hear. I'm going to say Brandon Hyde is the next Orioles manager.
You know, covering the Orioles had to be a great joy for you last year.
Please don't bring it up.
We covered the Padres. So, you know, I know we weren't in the same boat because it was a long season for the Orioles. But this organization, a lot of people from the outside say, you know, they just don't have it all together right now. Is this kind of an example of how the Orioles are, or is this kind of not normally Baltimore the way they play things?
I think they actually, for some reason, have this image that's false.
Yeah.
I think the Angels are actually doing a really good job right now, and it started with the conference we had with Mike Elias. I think it is, I would say, under control. I think what's happening is that Mike Elias is new, so I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you don't want to announce who the manager is until everything's complete, right?
Sure.
Then you have to start retracting things, and it gets all messy. A report got out that made them not look good. But I really just think they're trying to respect the other candidates. You don't want to go out and have this leaked when you haven't had the opportunity to call the other candidates and thank them and say you haven't received the job. So I think that also maybe had a part in it, right? Because then you have five other guys that are watching this on MLB Network. Like, I never got a call that I didn't get the job.
Yeah, you don't like people to find things out
through the media. Exactly. So I don't think they're a mess. I know they have this image for some reason right now after the falling down year, but
Yeah, the Padres get the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you lose a lot of games, people think the organization's kind of messed up.
For sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's the case at all.
Yeah, generally exactly. Losing kind of brings all these names and different ways people describe you. I want to ask you a little bit about the Orioles' direction. I mean, Adam Jones, who's been pretty much a lifelong Oriole, seems to be moving in a different direction. Those two seem to be parting ways. What direction? Obviously, it's a rebuild mode, I would assume, for Baltimore. Is that the direction that they have decided is the best way to go at this point?
Absolutely. You're talking about starting from the ground up. And that started with Mike Elias, who came from the Astros, a really analytics-heavy organization. They hired Sig Medel, which is not what the Orioles are known for whatsoever. So, yeah, I mean, they're starting from the ground up. I actually asked him today, would he be open to moving veterans? I mean, you're talking about people that are taking a lot of money on that the salary right now for the Orioles. Alex Cobb, even a really good pitcher, would they be open to trading people like him? And I think they are. I think this is a full tear down and rebuild, which is the way you have to do it. You guys know that, right? When you're that bad, you got to start somewhere. But Adam, it's safe to say, will not be.
Why are you asking us about when you're that? But what would we know about being bad?
we know a little bit about. We have to be honest.
You guys might know more than me.
I'm kidding. Now look out. Well, I'm kidding. Hey, let's be honest. In the history of baseball, the Orioles have had a little more success than the Padres. It's a great organization. Sarah Perlman is from Mass, and they cover the Orioles. Also, the Nationals. Just before we let you go, a quick question on our old friend Steven Strasburg, who pitched at San Diego State. Both Tony and I went there.
Nice.
So we just like to check in and see how he's doing and how's his relationship with the Nationals right now and where's he at in his career.
I mean, he's great. You guys know that. It's hard to find a better arm. If he could just stay healthy, right? Yeah. That's the argument. I think it's the point in his career where if you don't need to shut him down, they need to not shut him down.
Right.
Because he's in the latter part of his, not the latter, I guess the middle of his contract. He's an opt-out year, but I think it's going to be a really good starting rotation. He stays healthy. You're talking about Max, Steven Strasburg, and Patrick Corbin. He's showed up to that press conference, by the way, to show some, I think, respect to Patrick Corbin. So he's doing great. I mean, that's an arm that you need to be healthy, because when he's good, I mean, that guy's great.
And I guess the Bryce Harper thing's kind of the other elephant in the room. No one's asked you about it, I'm sure.
We heard
from
Mark Lerner not too long ago that, you know, as of right now, it'd be hard to kind of bring Bryce back if he decided that he wanted to return. They kind of already knew that, though, once they signed Patrick Corbin, I would assume, right?
I actually think it's completely two different situations.
Okay.
I think the money has nothing to do, that was signed for Patrick Corbin, has anything to do with Bryce Harper, and you'll hear them say that. We talked to Mike Rizzo. I talked to him yesterday, actually, and what he said was the door's still open, and you're going to hear that a lot. Scott Boris, Bryce Harper's superstar agent.
He's
just
here
talked
today. I just
he's holding court for about 40 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
I was there. My arms are tired.
Did you squeeze through there? My goodness.
So, I mean, he'll say the same. The door's open, right? And that's a player. That's a franchise generation type player. You're not going to let him go without giving another shot. I think there's a situation where they could wrap back around and check in with the Nationals. That door is not closed. It's
there
not.
She wow. is.
Very interesting. Very
Sarah
interesting.
Perlman, great stuff.
Appreciate
about
your time.
The crazy
you.
Situation with the Orioles and the Nationals. Thanks. Good luck.
I guess you get the best of both worlds, though, right? You get the kind of the bad side and then the really
good
side.
Oh, it'll change back around before long. The Orioles will be good and the Nationals won't be
and
good.
And the Padres will be good.
Thank you, Sarah. We're going to finish with that.
I'll drop the mic here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.